Conventional wisdom usually warns against snap judgment, but writer Malcolm Gladwell says, think again, and then don't think again. His earlier book, The Tipping Point, was a fresh exploration of how trends get started. Now in Blink, The Power of Thinking Without Thinking, Malcolm Gladwell argues that first impressions are generally reliable. For our Wednesday book bag segment, here's critic David Kippen with some second guessing of his own.
A suspicious Manhattan museum director takes one look at a supposedly ancient Greek statue that a colleague has just paid millions for. The first word that pops into his head is fresh. According to Blink, a smart, provocative, but slippery new book by the influential author of The Tipping Point, this curator always makes a note of the first word that goes through his head when he sees something new. This habit of jotting down first impressions dovetails neatly with the main argument of Malcolm Gladwell's book, which is that we generally know more than we think we know, and we know it faster than we can explain. That classical statue, for example, turned out to be about 2,000 years fresher than its purchasers at the Getty Museum had bargained for. So why not take the method that helped expose the Getty's goof and adapt it to Blink itself? Well, after chasing Gladwell's elfin mind down such rabbit holes as marriage compatibility, athletic reflexes, presidential handicapping, military strategy, pop music marketing, and police brutality, the first word that pops into my head is glib. Too much of Blink reads like a longish string of features from The New Yorker, where Gladwell works as a staff writer. Yes, all of Gladwell's anecdotes share a concern for the difference between smart snap judgments and not-so-smart, patiently considered, chin-stroking evaluation. But so does everything Gladwell writes. He's forever thinking harder than the rest of us, except when we're thinking too hard, and he's finding the truth right under our very noses. Gladwell, who jitterbugs from topic to topic like a spinning top, and looks uncannily like Carrot Top, is essentially a contrarian, never happier than when he's overturning some carelessly received idea. He likes to play the chameleon, stand him up against a striped background, and see how fast he breaks out in polka dots. He's not a reactionary, as some people have tried to paint him. He's a reactor. But Gladwell writes about ideas with brilliant, occasionally disingenuous clarity, often constructing his arguments with the airless neatness of a statistical proof. He can turn a phrase when he feels like it, too, as when he compares an Aeron chair to the exoskeleton of a giant prehistoric insect. If only his central thesis hung together better. Unfortunately, this thesis more or less boils down to first impressions are trustworthy, except when they're not. They work for spotting art forgeries, but for picking out comfortable chairs, not so much. Gladwell may well have realized this basic inconsistency near the end, because he tries to paper it over with a lot of belated footsie about the power of structured spontaneity. In other words, the power of thoughtful thinking without thinking, as opposed to unthinking thinking without thinking. By this point, though, a reader's own first impressions may have long since hardened into skepticism.
David Kippen reviews books for the San Francisco Chronicle and for Day to Day.